with SRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. House Speaker Mike Johnson says the Senate will try for an 11th time today to reopen the U.S. government.
This is the first time in history that any party has had the audacity to shut down the government over a totally clean, nonpartisan continuing resolution.
Meanwhile, Bill Alexander reports that there is strong evidence that maybe, just maybe, that shutdown could come to an end.
White House economic advisor Kevin Hassett is predicting the 20-day U.S. federal government shutdown is likely to end this week. Hassett, the director of the National Economic Council, said his friends in the Senate believed it was bad optics for Democrats to open the government before the No Kings rallies, and that now there's a shot that this week things will come together. And very quickly, the moderate Democrats will move forward and get an open government. Millions of people gathered across the country for the No Kings rallies, protesting the Trump administration policies. Bill Alexander, Washington.
American envoys have returned to Israel to shore up the Gaza ceasefire.
Presidential envoy Steve Witkoff and presidential son-in-law Jared Kushner met with Israeli officials in Tel Aviv to support the fragile ceasefire in Gaza. Tensions remain high after Israel accused Hamas of killing two soldiers. The Israeli military has resumed enforcing the ceasefire.
That is White House correspondent Greg Kluck said. A lot of talk these days about the U.S. need for rare earth minerals, but economist Stephen Moore says there's something even more important than importing them from adversaries like Russia and China.
Just like Trump talks about drill, baby, drill, we need to mine, baby, mine and get at these resources so we're not... I mean, how stupid is this? The two countries that we get the most of these minerals from are China and Russia, our two greatest enemies.
And Moore told the Salem Radio Network the U.S. actually has more of those rare earth minerals than any other country in the world. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 547 points, and this is SRN News. Michael Harrington has a report on a new study that charts the political attitudes of churchgoers.
The sweeping review has been released by the Family Research Council, and it reveals that amongst Americans who attend worship services regularly, 34% can be classified as politically conservative versus 20% who are liberal. Another 30% of churchgoers are classified as moderates, and 10% swing back and forth, depending on the specific political issue at hand. 3% of those who go to church regularly say they're just trying to ignore it all. Michael Harrington reporting.
Drug maker EMD Serono will reduce the cost of a common fertility medication through a deal struck with the Trump administration. The president is also unveiling new federal guidance that will encourage employers to offer fertility coverage. The new guidance will allow companies to offer fertility benefits separate from major medical insurance plans like they do with some other dental plans. This is SRN News. Restrictive new Pentagon press rules have some journalists balking and others walking.
With 25 years in the DOD media beat, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis tells Salem Radio he's sensitive to both sides of the issue.
I got to know the Pentagon press corps very well, and I walked in their shoes in some cases.
He says the issue is to prevent harmful leaks.
What we don't want is people using their access at the Pentagon to sit down and to gather information from people that are willing to compromise their ethics.
Colonel McGinnis says there would be consequences choking off the press, and a balance must be struck.
You don't gain security, you risk creating blind spots. And we don't want blind spots in a constitutional republic. But at the same time, we don't want to jeopardize the lives of our young men and women.
George Williams, Washington.
You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.